Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samech Hey, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Samech Dalet Amid Beis Tanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, of Vadi Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tequila, Elio Zeb Ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Sarah Bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, David Ben Shoshana, Ari Eliezer Ben Malka, Avram Ben Nachim Ben Leah Edel. Today's daf is being learned as a schus via Cheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned to Ilu Nishmas Chana Leah Bas Yehuda, and the Ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yubadol Lechaim Toivim Ramoshe Chaim. So today's daf is very much a continuation of yesterday's daf, which discussed the Seifa of the Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis Amin Aleph. What happens if after the Kohen Gadol did the Goyrol to determine which one of the two Seirim is Lashem, and which one of the two Seirim is La'azazel? If one of them died, says the Mishnah, you can't simply replace the one that died. Rather, you need to bring two Seirim and make a new Goyrol. And the Mishnah laid out exactly how you do it. If the one that was Lashem died, so then you bring a new peer, you make a Goyrol, the new Lashem is going to replace the old Lashem. The Hasheni, the second one, Machloikis Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama says, Yira Adshe Yistoiv. You allow it to graze, wait until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, you sell it, you take the proceeds, you buy Oilas Nidvas Tzibur, what's known as Kitz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Sheini is Hoylech Lamisa because it's one of the Chamesh Chatois HaMesas. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. The question was, and what was unclear in the Mishnah, is which one is the Sheini? Meaning, the one that is Lashem is going to replace the Lashem, assuming the Lashem is the one that died. The one is that's La'azazel is going to replace the one that's La'azazel, assuming it was the La'azazel that died. But now you're going to have either two Lashems or two La'azazels. The Sheini said the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama Yirat Sheistoiv, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesois, as a result, it's Hoylech Lemisa. What was unclear in the Mishnah is which one is the Sheini. And we saw, it's the topic of Yuma Daf Samech Dalet, Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said that you're going to use the original Sheini. Meaning, if the one that was Lashem died, and now you end up with two Lazazels because you had to bring another pair, you use the original Lazazel, and it's the Sheini, Shebezug Sheini, that's going to be Yirat Sheistav according to the Tanakhama, and it's going to go Lemisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. If it was the Lazazel that died, and you have two Lashems, says Rav, you're going to use the original Lashem, and it's the Sheini of the Zug Sheini, it's the second Lashem, that's going to be Yirat Sheistav, or it's going to be Hoylech Lemisa. Rabbi Yochanan argued. Rabbi Yochanan said, you can't use the original Sheini. Rather, it's the Sheini of the new peer that you're going to use. And when the Mishnah said, Vahasheini Yirat Sheyistoiv, according to the Tanakhama, or Vahasheini Tomus, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's referring to the original Sheini. The Gemara said, what's the Hezber and the Machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Said the Gemara, Rav is of the opinion that Balei Chayim Einon Nidachim. So there's no reason, Be'etzim, you shouldn't be able to use the original Sheini. Being that you can use the original Sheini, it makes sense that you should use the original Sheini, because Rav Sobalo K'Rab Yoisi, who holds Mitzvah Berisha, and it's always preferable to use the first one. Which Rabbi Yoisi? This Rabbi Yoisi? That Rabbi Yoisi? But the point is, Rabbi Yoisi's Shita is Mitzvah Berisha. Rabbi Yochanan, however, held Balei Chayim Nidachim. And being that Balei Chayim Nidachim, and at the time that the Sa'ir died, its mate could not have been used. It now becomes possible because it's Dachoy. Once it's Dachoy, it can no longer be used. You have no option to use the original Sheini. You must use the new Sheini. Thus, when the Mishnah says Vash Sheini Yirat Sheyistayv, or Sheini Yomus, it's referring to the original Sheini. That was the machloikas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara said, Amar Rava, Deka Mastis and Kavasi de Rav, Ubraiso Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, and that was the Samech Dalet Amid Beis. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the Mishnah in light of this machloikas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara now is going to attempt to bring a raya to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah, which is a little bit of a chiddush, because where we ended yesterday's daf was with Rava saying, Deka Masnisen Kavase Derav, that really the Mishnah is a little more mashma like Rav, stating that the Gemara is going to begin today's discussion with feeling that it has a very starker raya from the Mishnah to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. That when the Mishnah says Vahasheni, what it means is the original Sheni. But the new Sheni, that's the one that you're going to end up using. But in order to understand the first part of today's daf, it's the very first part of today's daf, it requires an introduction. So really, the beginning of the daf is Miotakamos. It's not a lot of lines of Gemara, but it's Roiva Echos. It's something that requires a little bit of an introduction, I believe, just in order to understand Pashit Pshat in the Gemara. So in the Mishnah, we had a machloikis, what you do with the Sheni, whatever the Sheni is. But what do you do with the Sheni? Tanakama said, Yirache Yistoiv, sell it, take the money, buy an oil with it. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's Hoylech Lamisa. Why? It's one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesis. So which one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesis did Rabbi Yehuda believe it was? Their Pashit Pshat is, he believed, it's a chata sheneschapru bale. There's a halacha that if someone's mafresh a carbon chatas, and then he lost the chatas. So, what did he do? He had no choice. He was mafresh a second one. And he got kapara from the second one. And then after he got kapara from the second one, he found the first one. So what do you do with that first animal right now? It's one of the chamesh chatas ha-mesos. It's a halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, that the halacha is that it's hoylech l'misa. So that's the classic example of the chatos and eskapu baleh. You were mafresh a chatos, you lost it. So you were mafresh a second one. You got kapara from the second one. And then you found the first one. So the halach is that original one. If you find it now, the halach is, it ends up being hoylech l'misa. This case is sort of similar to that. Because you had two chatos, you got kapara from one of them. And as a result, there's a situation where now I don't need both for kapara. I got kapara from one, so the other one is a chatash and a skapru balel. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Mishnah that the halach is that it's treated as one of the chamish chatois ha-mesis. By the way, why did the Tanakama argue with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah? Why did Tanakama say yirat she yistoiv? This is important to understand the Gemara. It's not because they fundamentally disagree with Rabbi Yehuda whether it's a chatash and a skapru balel. But Rashi explained in the Mishnah, even the Mishnah itself, it's mashma, it's because it's a chatash sibur. And the chachamim hold that a chatash sibur doesn't have the halachas l'moshim yisinai of the Chamish Chatois HaMesis. But if the halacha was that Chamish Chatois HaMesis apply even to a Chatos Sibur, then even the Chachamim would agree that the halacha is it would be one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesis. In other words, in the Mishnah you see that this case is one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesis. It's clear in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and even the Chachamim that argue only argue because it's a Chatos Sibur. Which one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesis is? It's not a Vlad Chatos, it's not a Tmuras Chatos. The only one that it could be is a Chatos and a Skapur Bala. You can understand intuitively why it would be a Chatos and a Skapur Bala. You have two Lashems, you got Kapara from one. So the other one is a Chatos and a Skapur Bala. You have two Sar Mishtalechs, you got Kapara from one. So the other one is a Chatos and a Skapur Bala. Makes a lot of sense. Stating that, if you learn the Sugya of Chatos and a Skapur Bala, it's clear that although the classic case is the case that we just mentioned, you were mafresh a chatas, you lost this, you were mafresh another one, you got kapara from the second one, and then you found the first one. But there's a lot of subcategories and a lot of other hypothetical scenarios of how a chatas and a skapra gal balea can play out. And there's different halachas depending on what the scenario is. For an understanding of the first part of the daf, we need to become familiar with two such scenarios. The first is somebody was mafresh a carbon chatas. And then he lost it. So he was mafresh another carbon chatas. And before he brought the second carbon chatas, he found the original carbon chatas. So that right now he has two chatas standing in front of him. That's not the classic case. The classic case is where you lost the chatas, you were mafresh the second, you got kapara from the second, and you found the original after you already got kapara. That's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. There's no debate about that. This case is similar, but it's not the same thing. You were mafresh a chatas, you lost this, you were mafresh another one, and before you got a chance to get kapara, then you found the original one. So what's the halacha there? It's a Mishnah Masechtas Tmura Daf Chav Beis. Mishnah says, Machlokes Rebbe Nechachon. Rebbe Shita is that it's a chatas and a skapru balel, even though it was done in a slightly different way, meaning when you found the original and you hadn't gotten kapara yet, but as soon as you bring one, the other one will be a chatash and a skapra bala, and the halach is it's going to be hoylech l'misa. The chachamim argue. The chachamim say that this is not a chatash and a skapra bala. Chatash and a skapra bala is only when you find it after you got kapara. But being that you had both of them in front of you at the same time, even though you're going to be makriv one, not two, you don't have to bring two, you can only bring a chatash if you have to bring a chatash, so you're only going to be makriv one, And when you bring the other one theoretically should be a chatash and a skapu bala, but we don't look at it as a chatash and a skapu bala, because you had both of them in front of you at the same time, and it's for that reason the Chachamim say that it's not a chatash and a skapu bala, it doesn't fall into the category of chamish chatayis amesis, so what do you do with the other one? Yiracha yistayv, which is what you usually do when you don't know what to do with a carbon. Every time you have a carbon you know what to do with, it's yira. The exception is chatash, Chamish Chatois HaMeisos. If it's not one of the Chamish Chatois HaMeisos, then the halacha is going to end up being that it's Yira. The Gemara, however, in Masechtas Tmura, and it's going to mention it here as well, brings that the Amir Rab Abba said over in the name of Rav, that even though it sounds like Rebbe and the Chachamim were arguing in all cases where you were Mafresh Chatos, were Mafresh another, and you have both of you at the same time, it's really a misleading Mishnah. It's not true. Hakol Moitim, Rab Abba said, everybody agrees that if when you go and have the two chatois in front of you, and now you're makriv one, if the one you're makriv is the second one, then for sure the first one is going to be one of the chamesh chatois amesis. It's going to be a chatash and a skapru baleh, and it's going to be hoylech lemis. Because that's too similar to the classic case. The classic case is, I was mafrish, I lost it, so I was mafrish another, I was makriv it, and then I found the original. What's this case? I was mafrish, I lost this. I was mafrish another. Then I found two. Okay, but I brought the second one. If you bring the second one, that's mamish like the classic halacha l'mayish v'sina case of chatzos and eskapru balel. And even the chachamim that argue with Rebbe in the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura are going to agree that the halacha is that it's hoylech l'misa. It's one of the chamish chatois amesis. What was the machloikis? When did the chachamim say that it's going to be yira? In a case where I was mafresh a chatos and then I lost it, so I was mafresh another chatos and then I found the first one and then I was makriv the first one. That's different. And being that I was makriv the first one, the machloik is, what do I do with the second one? According to Rebbe, it's vayter one of the chamish chatois hamesis. According to the chachamim, it's not a chatash and a skapru balel, because the chatash and a skapru balel is when I was mafrish the second one, but over here I was makriv the first one. I mean that I was makriv the first one, the halach over here is that it's going to be yira. So that's the first subcategory of the halacha of chatash and eskapru baleh that we have to know. Again, the classic chatash and eskapru baleh is you were mafresh a chatash and then you lost it. So you were mafresh a second chatash, you were makriv the second one, and then you found the first one. I found all of a sudden this chatash walks into my living room. I already got kapara for the chet that I was mafresh this chatash for. Chamish chatois amesis, halacha l'mayish v'sinai, the halach is that it's hoylech l'misa. What if I had both chatois at the same time? It's a Mishnah Masechtas Tmura. According to Rebbe, you'll be makriv one, the other one is going to be a chatash and a skapru bala. According to the Chachamim, no, that's not the case. Zok Rababa, the machloikis is only when I was makriv the first one. But if I was makriv the second one, that's very similar to the classic case of chatash and a skapru bala. And over there, everybody agrees that the original one is going to end up being one of the chamish chatois amesis, it's going to be chatash and a skapru bala, and the halach is that it's going to be hoylech l'misa. The second subcategory that we need to be familiar with right now is what happens if somebody was mafrish l'katchila two chatois. So someone did an aveira, he was mechal Shabbos b'shoigi. So he was mafrish, not just one chatos shmeina, he was mafrish two chatois shmeinois. Why would he be mafrish though? He figured it can't hurt to have a backup. He knows that his animals are a little vilde and he may lose it. So like this, he says, let me have a backup plan. He has an insurance policy. So he wasn't just mafish one carbon chatas, he was mafish two carbonas chatas. Then he goes ahead and he's makriv one of them, obviously. So what do you do with the second one? Everybody agrees that's not one of the chamish chatois amesis. That's easy. It's for sure not one of the chamish chatois amesis. The reason is because here when you were mafish the two, the katchila, you were mafish l'achrayis. You were mafish it not as a replacement, you are mafresh it as a backup. Okay, backup you use if you need. If you don't, then it was understood as if the hafrosho, the katchilo, was as a backup, and therefore it's for sure not one of the chamesh chatois amesis. Now let's see if we're going to apply the little bit of yedias we have now in chatash and eskapru baleh to our Mishnah. What category should our Mishnah fall into? Now, number one. Our Mishnah, let's just pick a case. The Sarm HaMishtalech died. So you had to bring another Geirel, and you, one was Lashem, one was Lazazel. The one that was Lazazel replaces the Sarm HaMishtalech. Now you have two Lashems in front of you. This is not the classic Chatash and Eskapru Baleh, because I have two animals in front of me. If anything, this sends me to the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura, where I have two in front of me right now. So the Gemara says like this, speaking it out, Baal Peh. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that which one are you going to be mafresh? You're going to end up being mafresh the second one, because the first one you can't be makriv. Because the first one was dachoy. So this is going to be an example where, very poshut, I have two chatois in front of me. I was first mafresh one, then I was mafresh a second, and I ended up bringing the second. What's the halacha with the first one? Everybody agrees, Rebbe and the Chachamim in the Mishnah Mesechtes Tmura, that the first one is a chatos sheneskapru bale. And even though from the Mishnah itself it doesn't sound like it, it sounds like that's the machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim when I have them both in front of me. But Rabbi Abba already qualified it. And he said, no, the machlokes was when I end up being makriv the first one. But if I'm makriv the second one, that's so similar to chatos sheneskapru bale that the halacha is that the first one is for sure going to be hoylech l'misa. So that's mamish the case. The case is we right now have two seirim that are both Lashem. I'm going to bring the second one because I can't bring the first one. The first one is dachoy. Now I'm going to be left with the first one. I don't know what to do with it. Us, it's very gishmak. We have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a chatos and a skapru bale. Really? I have them both in front of me. Yeah, it's a Mishnah Tmura. I throw in the Mishnah Tmura, it's machlokes Rabbi and the Chachamim. No, Rabbi Abba said that's not the machlokes. He said the machlokes is when you bring the first one. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're bringing the second one. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, bringing the second one, you have to bring the second one. You have to. That you're mukhrech to bring the second one. So if you're mukhrech to bring the second one, so that's the one you're going to end up bringing. So the first one's going to for sure be from the Chamesh Chatayis. That's Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah Tzayil Chumisa. And even the Chachamim that argue, they said, yeah, it's because it's a Chatas Sibur. And they hold there's no Chamesh Chatayis HaMesis when it comes to a Chatas Sibur. But according to Rav, who holds that which one are you supposed to bring? You're supposed to bring the first one. But we learned the daf yesterday. You don't have to bring the first one. It's mitzvah berishon. So really, then, what you have in front of you is you have both chatois that technically are both legitimate options for me to be able to bring. And there's no din that says that I have to bring the first one more than I have to bring the second one. So if that's the case, the Gemara is going to argue, we should view it as if somebody was mafresh two chatois, where I have them both in front of me right now, where I have the option to bring one or the other, in which case, even when I choose the one that I want to bring, the other one is not viewed as one of the Chamesh Chatois HaMesis. So if we put this all together, the Mishnah said that if I end up with two Seirim Lashem in front of me, it's going to be theoretically a case of Chamesh Chatois HaMesis, which one, Chatos Sheneskapru Baleh, or be it a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether it applies because it's a Chatos Sibur, but fundamentally, in terms of understanding the sugya of Chamesh Chatois HaMesis, it's definitely one of the Chamesh Chatois HaMesis. So the Gemara is going to tie that Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand how it plays out as being one of the Chamesh Chatois HaMesis. But according to Rav Nat, and if that's the case, the Mishnah should be a right to Rabbi Yochanan. Inside, Zok the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, She'ein Chatos Sibur Meso, the Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second one is Yavos. The Chamer argued this because it's a Chatas Sibur, and a Chatas Sibur is never Hoylech L'misa. Hadi Yachid Kei Gav Nemesa. But everybody would agree if it's a Chatas Yachid, for sure it would be one of the Chamesh Chatoyes HaMesas. Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan. Kid Rabbi Abba Amarah. So Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan. I understand why it's one of the Chamesh Chatoyes HaMesas. Like Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rav. Amar Rabbi Abba Amarah. Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rav. Hakomoydim. Everybody agrees. And it's Chaper B'Sheina Avuda. Avuda Mesa. That if you end up taking Kapara in the case where you have the two in front of you and you got the Kapara with the Eina Avuda, the one that was never lost, meaning the second one. Then the original one is Hoylech L'misa. So that's what this case is over here. I have two Lashems. I'm going to end up bringing the quote-unquote Eina Avuda, right? Which one is the Avuda? The Avuda is the one that was Dachoy, the first one. The Eina Avuda is the second one. So I'm going to end up bringing the second one. So the first one is Hoylech L'misa. El Rav, but according to Rav, Havalei Kemafesh Teichatois Lach Rayis. But according to Rav, where I technically have a choice to bring anyone I want, and none of them are puzzle. Let's explain this a little better. So it comes out, there's no avuda and there's no ein avuda even, right? There isn't even an avuda or an ein avuda. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's an avuda and an ein avuda. The one that's dachli is the avuda. The one that's not dachli is the ein avuda. But according to Rav, there was no avuda. None of them ever really became dachli. They were both always ra'oi. So if that's the case, there really isn't even a first and a second. That's understanding it on a little bit of a deeper level, I in the first Rashi. But the point is, Havalei k'mafrish tei chatois lach rayis. So it's if I was mafrish tu chatois lach rayis, it's if I was just mafrish too, because they're both equally okay, and they were both always roi to be used. Right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have an avuda. Because the dachui makes it avuda, but according to Rav, there never was a dachui. So technically, they were both always able to be used. Rabbi Shaya said, and the second one is for sure now one of the chamish chatois amesis. So from the fact that the Mishnah applied this to chamish chatois amesis, that should be a right to Rabbi Yochanan. It should be a kashan on Rav. So it's a very long-winded question, and the Gemara gives a very short answer. The Gemara says, "I'll keep it on my Rava," being that Rava said Rav saw the Rabbi Yosi dama mitzvah berishin. That Rav was the Rabbi Yosi that holds that it's not stam frivolous that we say use the first one. There's a reason we're using the first one, because mitzvah berishin semeikara, when you are mafresh the second lashem ke mafresh liibudami, it's not really considered as if you were mafresh lachrayis. Mafresh lachrayis is when I'm mafresh two and I know I can use either one. One is the one I'm going to use. The other one is my insurance policy. But l'katchila, when I was mafresh it, I knew I had a choice to use either one. That's where Rabbi Shaya said, if you're mafresh there, chatois lachrayis, you take one, and the other one's not one of the chamish chatois amesis. However, being that over here you knew you were using the original, so when you were mafresh the second lashem, you never really intended on using it. So as if you were mafresh it li'ibud, not to be used. And if that's the case, it's not a tzushtal to Rabbi Shaya. It is one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesos, and that's why the Mishnah discussed it in light of the Chamish Chatois HaMesos. So we're not finished yet with the sugya. So going back to the Mishnah. So again, we had a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah says, if you end up with two Lashems, two Lazazos, you're going to use one, the Sheni, either Tirach et Estoiv, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be Hoylech L'Misa, because it's one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesos. And we had a machlokes, which one do you use, and which one is Hoylech L'Misa? And which one is Yira? According to Rab, you use the first one. The second one is the one that you're not going to use. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the first one you can use because it's dachui, balichayim ni dachin. So you're going to end up using the second one. That's the machloikas we have between Rab and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara and Daf Samech Dalar Medbeis asked the kasha from Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda argued with the Tanakhama in the Mishnah in two ways. Number one, the Tanakhama said that what do you do with the sheni yirache yistoyf? Rabbi Yehuda said no. It's one of the chamish chatois amesis. It's chatash and eskapru. What's the machloikis? Do you say chomish chatois amesis by chatash sibur, or do you not say it by chatash sibur? But then the Mishnah said for oydam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda added to that, and he said nishbach adam yomus hamishtaleach meis hamishtaleach yishafech adam. He said if you had already the dam of the sar lashem, meaning you already did the shchita and you already did the kabbalah, and then it was nishbach adam, and then. You don't have the Sar Lashem anymore because the dam spilled. So you have to bring a new Sar Lashem. So it's not enough just to bring a new Sar Lashem. You have to bring another two. But Yomus HaMishtalech, you kill the original Sar Mishtalech. You allow it to die. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that it's Hoylech Lamisa. It's one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesos. And as a result, you can end up using the second Sar Lashem and the second Sar Mishtalech. And the same is true. Mesa Mishtalech, Yishafik Adam. In other words, it was clear that Rabbi Yehuda held that you're supposed to use the second, not the first. So the Gemara said that it's mashma from the Mishnah, va'oidam Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda was arguing with the Tanakhama on a second point. He's arguing, number one, what you do with the Sheini, is it one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesis or not? He's also arguing about something else. So the Gemara said, Bishleim, according to Rav, that the Tanakhama holds you use the first one. So I understand the va'oidam Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda's arguing now on that point. He's saying you use the second one. That's what he said. Nishbach Adam, Yomus HaMishtalech, Mesa Mishtalech, Yishafik Adam. Emphasis on Yomus HaMishtaleach, emphasis on Yishafech Adam. What he's saying is you can't use the original animal. You have to use the second animal. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even the Tanakhama holds you use the second animal. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's Va'oid? Where is he arguing in a second point? He's not arguing on a second point. And the Gemara was so persuaded by this question that the Gemara said, Ha'amrina, Deikam Asisa Kavasit Rav Enochinami. This Rabbi Yehuda, the Va'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda, is the biggest raya that the Mishnah is Rav, and Enochinami. That's how Rav introduced the Gemara's analysis of the Machlokes Rav Rabbi Yochanan yesterday's daf by saying, Dekem Masnis and Kavasei the Rav, and Enochinami, the Mishnah really is Mavura like Rav. But the Gemara now is going to revisit Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in light of the Machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda said Thomas. So Bishlam with Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan, Amas Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yira. Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan that said that it's the Sheni Shebezug Rishon, that's Yira. The Rabbi Yehuda Yomus. Rabbi Yehuda said Yomus. Mischaper b'sheni shebezog sheni. So I understand that according to Rabbi Yehuda, which one are you going to get kapara from? You're going to get kapara from the sheni shebezog sheni. Ela l'rab do'ama sheni b'shebezog sheni yira. But according to Rav, that said the sheni shebezog sheni yira. meaning you're going to use the original one. And the Rabbi Yehuda Yamos, and then Rabbi Yehuda said Yamos. The Rabbi Yehuda b'may mechaper. So how exactly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are you going to end up getting kaparos? This is a little bit of a tricky gemara. We have a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan in the Tanakama. The Gemara's teretz is so posh that it's hard to understand the kasha. We have a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanakama's sheni. Which sheni is it? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the second set. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that you're going to use the second set, meaning the original one is the one that you can't use. According to Rav, no, you're going to use the first one. It's the second one that you're not going to end up using. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argued with the definition of what you do with that sheni. Tanakama said, what do you do with the sheni? Yira. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do with the sheni? You let it die. So listen to the Gemara's kasha. According to Rav, the sheni that's yira is the second sheni, meaning the first sheni you use, it's the second sheni that's yira. On that, Rabbi Yehuda said, not yira, but rather yamas. It's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that we view it as one of the chamesh chatois ha-mesois. We view it as a chatash and a skapru bala. But the point is, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is talking directly to the Tanakama, meaning the same sheni that the Tanakama said is yira, Rabbi Yehuda said should be yamas. Now, the way Rav learned the Mishnah, the sheni that the Tanakama said should be yira is the second sheni. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying the second sheni should be yamas. The problem is, Rabbi Yehuda then, in the Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda, argued, and he said that you can't use the first sheni. And you can't use the first sheni because Balei Chayim Nidachim, like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara said even Rav acknowledges that was the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, that was the Tanya, that was the Makar that the Mishnah is like Rav, because that is good for the machloikis. But the point is, Rabbi Yehuda, in his first comment on the Tanakama, seems like he's talking directly to the Tanakama and says that Tanakama, the goat that you said is Yira, I say is Yomus. The way Rav learned that, it's the second goat. So the second goat, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Yomus. Then Rabbi Yehuda says in the Sefer, that Balei Chayim Nidachim, which means the first goat is also Yomus. So if that's the case, which goat are you going to use? You can't use the second goat. And you can't use the first goat. You can't use the first goat because Balei Chayim Nidachim, that one's out. And Rabbi Yehuda said that the second goat is Yamos. So, Lechur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have none of the goats to use. Akhti Gemar, Misavis, Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni Shebezug, Sheni Koi, Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni Shebezug, Rishon Koi. Rabbi Yehuda, when he said Sheni in the Va'oid, when Rabbi Yehuda in his first comment said the sheni is yomus, he didn't mean the same sheni that the Tanakama was referring to, but rather he meant the sheni of his own shita, kimavur in the va'oidam Rabbi Yehuda, which is the sheni shebezog rishon. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakama in 2 points. Number one, he holds that this whole case of the Mishnah is a case of chatash and eskapru balel, and as a result, it goes lamisa. And even though it's a chatash sibur, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, the chamesh chatois hamesis apply even to a chatash sibur. In terms of what the sheni is, Rav understood the Tanakama, the sheni that's Yira is the second sheni. Rabbi Yehuda held it was the first sheni. But Enochinami, of course, Rabbi Yehuda is going to have one of the shenis that you can use. Rabbi Yehuda clarified that sheet in the Va'oid, and that is, it's the first sheni that you're going to be Yamus, it's the second sheni that you could use. In other words, the Gemara and the Havamina thought that Rabbi Yehuda is talking directly to the Tanakama. Ke'ilu, the same sheni of the Tanakama, that's the sheni of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama holds Yira, Rabbi Yehuda says Yamus. The Gemara says that could be true, but once we have the Va'odam of Rabbi Yehuda, we know it's not true. As a result, this part of the Mishnah is definitely not a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, if anything, like we've been saying up until now, the Mishnah is more meduyik like Rav. Some introduced this machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan as it relates to Rabbi Yehuda Shita in a little bit of a different way. So again, a big part of the Gemara's discussion in the machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is trying to make sense of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan in light of Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. So the first Gemara thought was, we could bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda to Rav, then we're bringing a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, then we're bringing a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, then we're bringing a raya to Rav. Right, the Gemara's back and forth, so there's another nusach of how the Gemara thought the machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda relates to the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Ikut kam moysef hachim. Oydam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said nishpach adam yomus hamishpalech. If the dam was nishpach, so yomus hamishpalech. Meis hamishpalech. Yishafich adam. And the Gemara said bishlam ilurav bishlam. According to Rav, reisha pligi bechatas sibur v'sneifo pligi bebalechayim. Again, this is what the Gemara said on Amid Beis. This is Chazar. We understand the two machlokes. And what's the two machlokes in between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? The first machlokes is whether we say chatas sibur is meisa, and the second machlokes is whether we say Bali Chayim Nidachim. According to Rav, you use the first. According to Rav Yehuda, you use the second. According to Rav, Bali Chayim Ein Nidachim. According to Rav Yehuda, Bali Chayim Nidachim. That's the second machlokes. First machlokes is whatever the Sheni is, what do you do with the Sheni? According to the Tanakam, it's Yere. According to Rav Yehuda, it's Yamos. So that's the two machlokes. El Rav Yochan and Maivoy. But according to Rav Yochan, what are the two? Machloikisin, and the Gemara says, Kasha and Achanami, it's a Kasha, which is what the Gemara said on Samech Dal and Amid Beis, which is that Deiko Masnisin Kavase the Rav and Achanami, it's a good Kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not clear what the second Machloikis is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and in fact, that was Rav's Makar, one of his Makaris, that the Mishnah is in fact going according to Shita's Rav. If the Mishnah is going according to Shita's Rav, then where'd Rabbi Yochanan even get a Shita from? Because even though the Mishnah was Deiko Kavase the Rav, but there was a Braisa that was Deiko Kavase the Rav Yochanan, and he's coming from the Braisa. So again, continuing to discuss this Sugyev, Oidam Rabbi Yehuda, Nishbach Adam, Yomus HaMishtalech. So again, Rabbi Yehuda commented on this halacha where after the goyrel, one of the two seirim died. The halacha is you have to bring a new peer, you have to make a new goyrel. If we'd be able to replace the one that died, the sugi would have been much simpler. But we can't. We have no choice. We have to bring another peer. By bringing another peer, we're now forced to make a new goyrel, which means you're going to end up with two lashems or two lazazels, which is where all the confusion becomes is, what do you do with the other one? Number one. And number two, which one is the other one? So Rabbi Yehuda commented on the Mishnah. And the Va'oidam Rabbi Yehuda was, Nishbach Adam, if the dam spilled out, so then Yomus HaMishpatalech, meaning you don't have dam, you need dam, you have to do the Mem Gimel Azois, that's part of the critical Avodah Yom Kippur, so you have no choice but to bring two Seirim, you're going to have to make a new Goyrel, and you're going to use the second set, right? That's what you're going to use, which was essentially Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, which is why the Gemara didn't understand that what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing with the Tanakam, the way Rabbi Yochanan learned, that was the Tanakam. Meisa Mishtalech, what would be if the Mishtalech died? Yishafich Adam. Then we'll say, just get rid of the Dam. So let's just visualize it. The Kohen just made the Goyrel, he already did the Shechita, he has the Dam of the Sar Lashem inside a Kohen, and then all of a sudden, the Mishtalech died. That's clearly a problem. What you need to do is bring two new goats, Yishafich Adam, we're not using the Dam. By the way, that's Pasha Yishafich Adam, right? At this point, everybody would hold Yishafich Adam. Why? Because this has nothing to do with Bali Chaim Nidachim. Once the dam is inside the kais, the dam for sure is subject to the psul dichot, and for sure you wouldn't be able to use the original dam. So it has nothing to do with Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. It has nothing to do with Daf Samech Dalet and the Gemara that we just learned. That's Pashin Yishafich Adam. But the halacha would be Yishafich Adam. You would have to use the new Lashem and the new Lazazel. And the reason is because you need to replace the Lazazel. You can't just place the Lazazel. You have to make a new Goyrel, so you have to bring two Seirim and start all over again. But the Gemara has a problem with the basic premise of the Mishnah. And that is, if after you already have the Dam of the Sar Lashem inside a Kais, you already did a Shechita and a Kabbalah, if the Mishtalech would die, you would have to replace the Mishtalech. So we're thinking, of course you have to replace the Mishtalech. You have to do vidui on the Sar Mishtalech. You have to throw it down the mountain, coming up in tomorrow's daf. There's still a lot of work to do. So, of course you have to replace it. But the Gemara says, no, it's not pashat at all. Bishlam in Nishbach Adam Yamas Mishtalech. I understand if the dam pours out that you have to kill the Mishtalech, meaning you have to replace the Sar Lashem. And as a result, you're going to have to bring two new Seirim. And what you're going to do is, you're going to be Yamas HaMishtalech, that katim lo yisnav in mitzvase. The reason is because you didn't do the mitzvah that you're supposed to do with the dam of the Sar Lashem. Elo meis HaMishtalech, amai Yishavich Adam. But if the Mishtalech died, why do you have to get rid of the dam? Ha, savid le mitzvase. You already did everything that you're supposed to do. What else do you have to do? So what do you mean? You have to do the vidui. You have to take the animal and throw it down the mountain. So Rashi says that those things are not ma'akiv. Reading from Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Ela Mesa Mishtalech. Lama le tashlumen. What's the problem? That you have to bring two new goats, make a new goyrel, and get rid of the dam of the first one. You already did everything you're supposed to do. The son of Mishtaleach, the only part of the Sar Mishtalech that's ma'akiv is the goyrel. To say that this one is going to be la'azazel. The Rabbi Yehuda Rashi says, you know, I know that because Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that loy his father kosher. That if you didn't say vidui, it's okay. The kosh gained the shiluach the loy ma'akiv the divrei akol. Such a chiddush in the understanding of the la'azazel. None of this is ma'akiv. What do you mean? I thought everything on Yom Kippur is Ma'akev. So Rashi continues, the chiksev chukah, because this that it says chukah by the way in Yom Kippur, advarim shakoyin oitsa the big day lovan. That's only true for the things that the koyin does with the big day lovan. But v'loy advarim anasa idei yeshiti, but it's not true for the avoiders that were done with the Shiti, right? We had a machloikas, Reb Nechemnia and Reb Yehuda, which avoiders on the Akiva, but it's for sure only avoiders that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur with the big day love on. But this, the Sar Mishdalech was done by an Ishiti. We'll see in tomorrow's daf. Could be, didn't even have to be a Kohen. So if that's the case, it's for sure not Ma'akiv. So the Gemara's Kasha is a very simple Kasha. Very posh. We can breathe now. The Kasha is that I understand. Mesa Mishdalech, Yishavikadah, Mesa Mishdalech, just go weiter. Why are you shafik adam? Why are we bringing new animals? We don't know what to do with the other animal. We're getting involved in confusion. We're going back to Mesachtes Tmura, Daf Chabez. Mesa Mishtalech, yeah, right. You did everything you had to do. I vidui, I hear. It didn't work out. You don't have to do it. I have to dchiyosai letzuk, shazuhi shchitosai. It's very nice if you did it, lumdus, but it's not something that you have to do. So the Gemara says, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai. It's not so true. Amakra, the Pasuk says, Yomad Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper. And we learn from there, Masa Yezak Lias Chai, how long does the Sarmish Daleich have to be alive? At Shnas Ma'andam Shal Chavera. So it's true, you don't really have to do anything else with the Sarmish Daleich, but the Sarmish Daleich has to be alive until you complete the Zrikos with the Sar Lashem. In terms of the Havana, it's very, very understandable in light of the raid that we spoke out the other day that there's a connection between the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel, and the Zrikos, the Hazois of the Sar Lashem, somehow work for the Sar Lazazel, similar to the relationship between the Shtei Kinim, the Chatasoif and the Oilasoif, the Balyashiv, Remeir Simcha, the Rajba. But the point is, even though it's true, you don't have to do more with the Sar Mishdaleach, but it does have to be alive, and therefore, if it died, you have no choice but to replace it. Once you replace it, you have to bring two animals, you have to make a new gairo, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda said is Allah. So the Gemara now is going to go, me'inyan le'inyan ba'isin, tnan, awesome. We learned in a Mishnah over there. And over there is a Mishnah Mesechtes Shkolim. If you had a shtetl, and they hired a shliach, and the shliach is going to take their machzis ha'shekel, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, v'nignavu, and the money got stolen along the way. Eisha Avdu, or got lost along the way. Now what? In Nitrima, if the Truma Salishka was already done in the Beis HaMikdash, the Truma Salishka, the new fiscal year, began Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if the new Truma Salishka already happened at the time that it was lost, so for example, it was lost or stolen on Gimel Nisan, so the Truma Salishka already took place, so the Halach is Nishban Ligizbarim, these Shluchim have to swear, a Shvuas HaShoimrim, to the Gizbar, to the people in charge of the money in the Beis HaMikdash, and as long as they swear that it was stolen or was lost, everything's fine. The Bnei Yair don't have to be mafresh for machzis hashekel. They don't have to incur any achrayas out of their own pocket. Everything is okay. The imlav, if this all went down before the Trumas HaLishka, so it went down sometime in Chodesh Adar, then lishpon the Bnei Yair. They have to swear to the Bnei Yair that it was really stolen, was really lost. Bnei Yair, shleikel anachem tachtem, and the Bnei Yair have to replace it. They're going to have to give another machzis hashekel. What's pshat in this? I am Mesech Tishkal. We don't need that far sugya. What we need is Nimtzu Oishech Zirum Haganav. What would be if the money was found? Or the Ganev was Mekayim his mitzvah Beheshev Esakzela Asher Gaza. So now you end up with two Machzis HaShekels. Meaning, the Bnei Yair ready with Mafresh a second Machzis HaShekel. And then the original was found. So now you have two sets. So the Halach is Elu Ve'elu Shkalim him. They're both shkalim. The ein oil them l'shan haba. However, you can't use the other one for the following year. We know from learning Mesech Tishkalim. Fiscal year is what you do with the machzis hashekel. This cutoff date is very, very technical and tedious. But the point is that one you can use for this year, and the other one you can't use for the following year. So what do you do with it? It's meiser shkolim, and you end up putting it into a separate fund. But the point is, it can't be used for machzis hashekel this year, because you only have one, and also not next year. Rabbi Yehuda says, oilam lam l'shan abba. You can use the other one for the next. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kasava, Rabbi Yehuda, chayvish l'shan azu, krevis l'shan abba. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if someone was mafrish something for kachin, for a chayv, in this year, you can use that thing for the following year. There's no reason you can't use a machzis hashekel for the following year. It's not moisher shkol. You will mafresh a machzis hashekel this year. I was mafresh next year. It's a big deal. So why can't I just use it for the following year? So Chama say you can. Rabbi Yehuda says you can. Is the Abaya. So Abaya asked the kasha par v'sor shiyam kippurim sha'avdu. What happens if the par or the sor shiyam kippur was lost? This is similar to the case that we've been talking about until now, but not the same. Till now we've been talking about where it died or nishpach adam. What happens if it got lost? And then you were mafresh another one. The Sira Avay Dazara, or the Sara Avay Dazara, that's the Sara that was born of Roiv of Klai Yisrael, did an Avera of Avay Dazara, B'shoigek Sha'avdu, V'hirfashachem Tachteim. So the halach is, Kulam Yamusu. So the halach is that if you find the original, they all die. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. What's Pshana Rabbi Yehuda? Because this is a case, essentially, of a Chatas She Niskapru Baleh. Because you can end up getting kapara from one, you're not going to get kapara from both. Again, you were mafish the par and the son. Let's talk about Yom Kippur, we'll learn Masechta Yom. And it got lost. So you were mafish another one, you ended up finding it. So this is going to end up being a chatash and a skapu baleh, without getting into the complications of that zogya. And it's going to be hailach lemisa. It's a chatash sibur, that's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chamish chatayis ha-meses apply even to a chatash sibur. That's Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, yirach yistavu, v'yimach Rabbi Yiplu dem l'davash. In chatash sibur meses, it's not one of the chamish chatayis ha-meses. So the halach is going to be yira, it's not going to die. Amaleh. So what's the Kasha. So the Kasha is, the Gemara doesn't even explain the Kasha. The Kasha is, Esa de Abaya. So Abaya said, why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, do you have to kill the other animal? Why don't you just take this par and the sar? Let's talk about the par and the sar of Yom Kippur and just save it for next year. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says, if someone was mafresh machzah shekel, and then it was nigna v'nevad, so he was mafresh another machzah shekel, and then he found the original one. So what do? Save one for next year. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that chayvish l'shana zu, kreves l'shana haba. So say the same thing over here. You were mafresh the par and the sar. Then it ended up getting lost. Okay. So you had no choice but to be mafresh another one. So just save it for the following year. Now you almost can't even go weiter without acknowledging the obvious question. What's the obvious question? It's a chatash and a skapu baleo. Rabbi Yehuda holds this is one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesis. Machzis HaShekel doesn't have an halacha l'moish misinai that says that if you were mafrish Machzis HaShekel, you didn't end up using it, so it's hoylich le'ibud. So hey, I can use it next year. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't see why you shouldn't logically use it next year. But over here, you're dealing with a carbon chatos that you were mafrish, and then you ended up getting kapara through another carbon chatos. So this is a chatos and a skapru bala. So the Rishonim asked the kasha, and the Rishonim say, you have to say that the only time you say Chamish Chatois is when there's taka nothing to do. Meaning all these different halachas of chamish chatois hameses start with, I have a chatas, I don't know what to do with the chatas. Kumtz again, the halacha l'moish v'sinai, and it says, not yirat she'yistoyv, but rather it's hoylich l'misa. But to the extent I have what to do with the chatas, there'd be no reason to kill a good chatas. It's a mistake. You'd save it better. So that's the Gemara's kasha. To the extent that Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's a concept that if I'm mafish a carbon for a chayva for this year, I could always use it next year. So in this case, there's no reason I shouldn't be able to use it either. But the Gemara says, karbonos sibur ka'amr, it's still not a tzushtel. Shani karbonos sibur k'deraf tovi amr Rabbi Yoshia. You can't compare being mafish machzis ha-shekel to the case of the par and the sar. And the reason is, because in the par and the sar, these are karbonos sibur. A carbon sibur had to be purchased with the machzis ha-shekel. And being that it had to be purchased with the machzis ha-shekel, and the machzis ha-shekel was bound to a fiscal year, which started Rosh Chodesh Nisan and ended the last day of Chodesh Adar, I can't be mafresh a carbon next year with machzis ha-shekel from this year. So what do you want me to do? I should save the carbon for next year? I can't save it for next year. You know why? Because I have a machzis ha-shekel problem. This is a little ironic. The machzis ha-shekel doesn't have a machzis ha-shekel problem. I mean, if I was mafresh two sets of machzis ha-shekel, so one set of machzis ha-shekel I use this year, the next hafrasha will be for next year. Meaning the ikra hafrasha will be designated for next year. But the carbon sibur, the par, and the sar on Yom Kippur, being that it was purchased with machzis ha-shekel, and that machzis ha-shekel was a real machzis ha-shekel that's now bound to a year, so I can't use it next year. Because now it would be similar to bringing a carbon sibur one year from machzis ha-shekel from another year. So the Gemara says, karbonoi sibur ka'amr, yishtalin tzur karbonoi sibur, shakarbonoi sibur, karbonoi sibur, k'drav tabi yom rabbi yoshi. Yom rabbi tabi yom rabbi yoshi. The pasuk says, zois oylas chaydesh b'chadshay. And we learn from there, amra tayra chadesh v'havili carbon, mitshuma chadashah. You always have to bring a carbon from the tshuma chadashah. But the Gemara says, hotei nach soya. Tarma yukil meymer. That doesn't work. That's true for the soya. The soya l'ashen was mechaper for all of the Bnei Yisrael. It was bought with machzis ha-shekel. It was a carbon tzibur. All carbon tzibur were bought with the machzis ha-shekel. But the par that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, even though we had a sugya, whether the par is a carbon yachid, it's a carbon shutfin, it's a carbon tzibur, but everybody agrees the Kohen Gadol paid for it. That's the tzad that it should be a carbon yachid. He for sure paid for it. And because he paid for it, it for sure wasn't purchased with the machzah shekel. So the Gemara says, I hear your teretz for the sor l'ashem. But how's your teretz going to work for the par that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, gzeira par atu soyer. For the par, this is not a good teretz. But you can't tell me, save the par in the event it was lost for next year, because then you may do the same thing for the sa'ir. And the sa'ir, you really can't save for next year, because the sa'ir was bought with the machzah shekel, and then you're going to run into a machzah shekel problem. All this is a gzera. For a gzera, you're going to go ahead and kill kachin. We don't just kill kachin, number one. Number two, a gzera is always something you have to understand. And besides, ein shfus for mikdash, this is Shas 101. We're usually hesitant to make gzeiros in the Beis HaMikdash. So because of the gzeiro, Yamusu V'oid, and besides, what are you worried about? What's the worst thing that might happen? So we're going to say, you have a situation, the par was lost, now you found the par. Really, I should be able to save this par for next year. Norvas, if I save the par, what happens if the sar gets lost? I may do the same thing with the sar. Again, shtickle far-fetched. But, and if I do it with the sar, it's going to be a problem because there's no way I can buy a sar with machzah shekel from this year, from Tavshin Pei Aleph, and then be makrivin in Tavshin Pei Beis. Let's say you did that. What's the worst thing that happened? The whole maisa of bringing a carbon sibur from its machzah shekel from that year is only l'katchila. So number one, you're making a gzera. It's hard to understand. And besides, what are you so worried about? Something that the evidence is going to be fine anyways. So it's not mashma that's the issue. So again, what's the kasha? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the par on Yom Kippur and the sar on Yom Kippur were lost, and you were mafresh another one, and then you found the original one. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Oh, this is going to be a chatash and a skapru baleh. This is going to be one of the chamish chatayis ha-mesos, even though it's a carbon sibur. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, you have chamish chatayis ha-mesos, imai carbon sibur. So one you'll use, and the other one is going to end up going to be spray to Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, if I was mafresh a carbon chayva for this thing, I could always use it for next year. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Machzah shekel, you were mafresh a machzah shekel, it got lost, you were mafresh another one. So they both have kedushas machzah shekel, you can't get away from that. But at the same time, use that other one the following year. And Rava said, Kasava Rabbi Yehuda, you can use chayvas from one year to the other year. So why not do the same thing over here? So the Gemara's attempt at a teretz was, is that you're going to run into problems with using a carbon that was bought from machzah shekel from one year to another year. The Gemara said, that's only an issue for the sar, maybe be geyser parat to sar. First of all, it's not such a reasonable gzeira. Besides, the whole thing is only a lekatchila. We won't make gzeiras for lekatchila. Elam Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira said a similar teretz. Maybe the problem is the way the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel are defined is through the Geirul. The Geirul has an expiration. The Geirul works for this year. It doesn't work for next year. That's what Rav Zeira said. Eina Geirul Kaveya Mishana Lechaverta. Therefore, I can't use it anymore because I can't use the gyro. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. And I said, make another gyro. Right, anyone's going to bring another animal. So the other sar is going to be, let's make another gyro. The Gemara says, right, the Gemara is like worried about things that you don't really understand why it's so worried about. We're afraid that people are going to somehow find out what happened and they're going to know that you used the sar that you were not fished the previous year. And they're going to think you use the original Geirul, and people are going to talk in the gas. They're going to say, the Geirul's Keveya Mishana Lechaverta. What's the Geirul's Avla? I don't know. But that's some, a concern, and as a result, that's not something that we want. Faith Gemara Hote and Achsar. I hear. But that's only true for the goat, right? The goat had a Geirul. Par Mayikul Meimah. What about the par? The par, there's no Geirul anyways. Gzeira Paratu Sayer. We made a Gzeira for the Paratu Sayer. Gzeira Yamusu, the same question. Because of Gzeira, you're going to kill the par. Amru Rabbanan Kameid Abayas. The Rabbanan told Abayas this whole exchange. And they said, Gzeira Mishum Chatos Shemesu Balel. So they suggested there may be a different shot. Maybe the issue over here is we're afraid that the Bailim is going to die. Meaning, we're talking about the par, for sure. Because the sar is Bailam is who? Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael can't die. But the Bailam of the par is the Kohen Gadol. So we're afraid that the Kohen Gadol might die. And you may end up being makrivit anyways. You're going to forget it was a new Kohen Gadol. And by the way, this chashash that the Kohen Gadol might die from one year to the other, that's a clear and present chashash. Because that's what used to happen all the time during Bayesheni. So that we understand already. So there's a concern, and maybe more than a concern, that the Kohen Gadol is going to die. And as a result, you can end up bringing a chatos shemesu baleh. Chatos shemesu baleh. That's back to one of the Chamish Chatoyos HaMesis, and that's going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, "Hotei Nechpar." That's only true for the par. Sorry, my Yikul Meimah, the Bailam of the Sar is Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is not going anywhere. So the Gemara says, "Gzeira Saratu Par." Maybe we were going to Sar. Till now we said Gzeira Paratu Sar. Maybe make Gzeira Saratu Par. Mishum Gzeira Yamusu. So again, the same question. It doesn't make sense because of Gzeira we would implement this halach. El Gzeira Mishum Chatash Avrash Nasa. The Gzeira is something else. You know what we're afraid of? And again, hard to read the Gemara. Gzeira Mishum Chatash Avrash Nasa. We're afraid that the Sa'ir is going to end up being a year older next year. Right, we're afraid it might be a year older. Maybe not. But we're afraid it might be a year older come the next Yom Kippur. And as a result, it's a Chatas Sha'avra Shnasa. And a Chatas Sha'avra Shnasa, this is already a problem because it has to be a certain age when you bring it. It has to be within a year old. So once it's over a year old, you can't bring it anymore. So there's a Gzeira. Faith the Gemara. Gzeira? It's a Gzeira? He grew for Chatas Sha'avra Shnasa. How could you go from one Yom Kippur to another Yom Kippur and not turn a year older? So I said, no, my Kasha, we can work this out. Love this, you can make anything work. No, it's Shaykh. It's Shaykh to have. It's your birthday, but you're not a year older. How's this possible? Kid Rebbe, like Rebbe, the Tanya, we learned in a Braise, much easier than the first Rebbe we had in the Da'at. Shana Tamima. What's the definition of a Shana Tamima? So really, the context of this Rebbe, this Machlok is Rebbe in the Chachamim, is a pretty obscure halacha that's tucked away in the end of Parashas Bahar, which is tucked away in Masechtes Eirichin. It discusses somebody that sells a house in one of the Batei Ori Chaima, in a city in Eretz Yisrael that's Mukefes Chaima, was surrounded by a wall. The type of city where they would lay the Megillah, trying to lighten this up, on Tezvav Adar. But the point is, if somebody sells a house in such a city, the halacha is like this. He has 1 year, within the year from when he sells it, he can redeem it. If he wants it back, he can get it back. Afterwards, you sold it. It is what it is. No seller's remorse. Within a year, yet. 6 years, Akasim. That's something you can do. So the player says, a Shana Tamima, you could be goyal it. After that, not. And there was Machlag, is really what the definition of a Shana Tamima is. So the Tanya, Shana Tamima, Moina Shalish Mez, Shishacham, Yod Kimini, Moisa Chamadevi Rebbe. Rebbe says, a Shana Tamima is 365 days. The Chachamim, Moimim, the Chachamim say it's not 365 days, rather, Moina Shnei Masa Chaydish, Miyam Liyayim. What it is 12 months. Not just that, then this Abra, let's say it was an Ibiyah, this Abra Lamaychah, then the Maychah has a 13th month, then he can go ahead and he can redeem it. Now, this Machlaik is Rebbe in the Chachamim, whether a year is 365 days, a Goyish year, or it's Yud Beis Chaydish, that's a Yiddish year, right? We go based on the moon, not based on the Chama, was regarding Bati Ari Chaim. However, the Gemara is saying that just like Rebbe in the Chachamim argued, this Machlaik is regarding Bati Ari Chaim, the same exact Machlaik is going to apply with regards to the year that the Sa'ir has to be in order for you to be able to bring it as a carbon. So the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, that holds what's the definition of a year? 365 days. It's actually possible to have two Yom Kippurs within 365 days because there's an 11-day difference between the solar year and the lunar year. The Yiddish year is 354 days, assuming there's no Ibiyar, and the not Yiddish year is 365 days. So there's 11 days to work with. So it's actually possible that there would be two Yom Kippurs. So that's why the Gemara said, Gzeira Mishum Chata Shavar Shnasa. Lav Dafk, it's going to be a Chata Shavar Shnasa. But it's very possible it's going to be a Chata Shavar Shnasa. And therefore, Tainas the Gemara, maybe that was the issue. The reason we don't want you to save the Sar for next year is because maybe it's going to be the Chatash Avash Nasa. But the Gemara asks the same question it keeps on asking. Ha Tainach Sar. That's all true. For the Sar, that had to be a year old. There's an age restriction on the Sar. Par Mayikalamayimah, but there's no shalach about the Par. So the Par could go another year and still be a kashrut par. So what's the, how's this going to help you for the par? So the Gemara says, Gzeira par atusar en chanami. The answer really only applies for the sar, but we made a Gzeira par atusar. Mishum Gzeira yamos. Besides, the Gemara says, Chata sha'avra shnasa l'ri'iya asla. Besides, let's say the sar is a year old. The halacha of a sar being too old is that it's hoylech l'ri'iya. Meaning, it's not hoylech lamisa. And Rabbi Yehuda said that it goes lamisa. So if Rabbi Yehuda's concern, coming to explain Rabbi Yehuda on Samach Heyam and Aleph, if Rabbi Yehuda's concern was that it may be a year old, then he wouldn't have said Yamos anyways. Then the halach should be that it should go l'riya, because a chata sha'avra shnasa is l'riya azla. We look at it as if it's in the Beis HaKfaris, and it's Raya. Elama, Rava. So Rava finally said, I'm going to explain to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Again, we're trying to be Miyash of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that in the event that there's a Paran, the Sire, and they both got lost, and then you amafish another one, and then you found the original one. So the halach is one of them, you're going to be makriv, and the other one, Rabbi Yehuda said, is going to go to Misa. The Chachamim say the halach is going to be Yira. The Gemara's kasha wasn't Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, why are you killing this animal? Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that if someone was mafish two machsa shekels, you have both of them, you only need one, save the other one for the next year. Say, here too, why don't you just save the par and the sar for the following years? He said, what do you mean? It's one of the Chamish Chatayis HaMesis. No, the only time we invoke Chamish Chatayis HaMesis, when you don't have what to do with the animal. But the extent that I have what to do with the animal, I could save it for next year, so why not just save it for next year? If there's something to do with it, it shouldn't stand be killed. So the Gemara gave a whole bunch of different suggestions, and so far we struck out on everything. Finally, the Gemara says, Allah my Rava, Sir Rava. When you see the word Ella, you know this is going to be the end of the sugya. So it must be that this is the Pshat. Gzeira Mishum Takala. You know what he was worried about? He did not want this animal lying around for a full year. Because if the animal's going to lie around for a full year, there's a good chance someone accidentally is going to benefit from it. Someone may shear the wool. He may do avoida with it. You're going to run into me evil problems. Issa gizav avoida. It's way too dangerous. And this is a theme in Kachem that Chazal never wanted animals lying around. Because if an animal's lying around, you can end up doing something very bad. And the Tanya and the Gemara says there's a brisa that supports this. Ein makdishin, the ein marichin, the ein machrimim. These are all synonyms of hektish bizman hazeh. No hektish bizman hazeh. Why? Because if you're makdish an animal today, you can't be makdish it. So you can have an animal in your backyard that's a hektish animal that has all these isurim associated with it. Since for that reason, we don't go near it. The imhektish, if you are makdish it, the herich, the hechrin, behemoth, if it's a behemoth, tiyakin, peiros, ksus v'kelim, yirkav, you let them rot. Mois v'kli matchis, yoylechan ol yamamelch. Meaning, you have to get rid of it. Now, we understand what Yirkavu means let it rot. That's pretty self-explanatory. The other things you're supposed to throw into the Yamamelech. A behema te'oker. Zok de gemara ve'ezehu ikur. What is ikur? Noel del sefaneh. What you do is you lock the door. V'imesa me'eleh. And you let it die by itself. But the point is, the reason we don't want to leave this animal around for a full year is because we're afraid of a takala. What's the precedent that we find that we were worried about takala? You can't make something hektish b'zman hazeh. Why not? Because we're afraid of a takala. Here too, we were afraid of a takala. But the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on this. And just to speak out the kasha out loud, because it's a very obvious kasha. In Kachin, you often find the concept of leaving an animal around. Yiracha yistayv. What does yiracha yistayv mean? Let it graze. Actually yistayv until it develops a mum. And then you go ahead and sell it. So there's this concept of leaving an animal around. Today, we don't do it. The reason we don't do it today is because today you can't be marked with the carbon. So this it's a problem. But in the world of Kachin, there was a concept of sometimes leaving an animal around. So the Gemara says, in the times of Chazal, there was such a chashash. I find that today there's a chashash, because today there's no cross. So today just don't make anything hektish, because we're afraid of that cause. But in the world of hektish and carbonis, there were sometimes situations where Chazal said leave it around. They knew what to do with carbonis back then. It was a little different than it is today. Today we Pasha would have no clue what to do. But then it was a different halach. Someone says takal them out. What are you worried about? Itakal that grub, you're worried you can be makrivit. I feel called Riasnami. So anytime you have an animal with halach is yira, it shouldn't be yira, maybe it'll be makrivit. Itakal the gizbabad, you're afraid you're gonna have enough from it. I feel called Riasnami. Same thing. You have to wait until it gets a moment until you benefit. We're worried that you're going to be makrivit. That's what we were worried about. We're worried you're going to be makrivit. When an animal has a din that you can never be makrivit, you're never thinking in terms of akrav. You write it off in your head. This animal's written off. You put it in a special field, it's written off. But these hach the bas akravi, this animal is right akrav. Next year I'm going to be makrivit. So tarid ba, in your mind, I know I have to be makrivit. Then you're going to get confused and you're going to bring the lakachatas. And that's why there was a concern. So the bottom line is, what was the issue? The issue was, if you're going to leave it around to next year, you may be makrivit before next year. That's a problem. So now that we understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the reason he says can't just say the par and the sar for next year is because he's worried about takala. FYI, this svar of takala is really a machlokes tanoim. What's a machlokes tanoim? The Tanya Chada. We learned one brisa. Pesach shalai karav rishon. If you have a karav Pesach, you are makrivit during Pesach rishon. You kriv sheni. So you always have Pesach sheni. Right? Someone was makrivit a karav Pesach. And he wasn't makrivit in time, so you could always bring it as a Pesach Sheni. Besheni, let's say you were mafpes, Yikrif l'shana haba. So then you could always bring it next year. But time you either to another brayso, lo yikrif. No, you can never be makrivit. So again, if someone was makrivit a carbon Pesach, be makrivit. If you are makrivit, you always have Pesach sheni. You didn't bring a Pesach sheni, save it for next year. That's one brayso. The other brayso says you can't be makrivit next year. So the Gemara says, my love, what's the machlokes? I could save it for next year, or probably but takolo pligi. This is the machlokes. Are you worried about takolo? You're not worried about takolo. Same thing, just like debating whether you can keep the par and sar for next year. It's the same exact shayla. But the Gemara says, like the kuliyamo chashino takolo, or the kuliyamo loy chashino takolo. Maybe everybody holds you're not worried about takolo. The halacha the pluk to the Rebbe Rabbanon come ifligi. Maybe the machlokes is Rebbe and Rabbanon, which machlokes. Rebbe and Rabbanon, the machloikis that we had before, what the year of an animal is. Meaning, if an animal's year ends with the Jewish year, it's his Yiddish birthday, it's 354 days. So if that's the case, it's impossible to save the Karban Pesach for next year. Because the Karban Pesach, just like the Sar Lashem, had to be 1 year old. So by next year, you won't be able to use it anymore. If the year is 365 days, then it's theoretically possible to use the Karban Pesach next year. So the Braisa that says save it for next year holds, like Rebbe, 365 days. Of the Braisa that says lo yikrif, it's not because he holds of takola. Maybe he doesn't hold of takola. But rather, the reason is because it's just physically not possible. And for that reason, but the Gemara says it can't be. Because we have a Braisa that says v'chein hamos. This same machloik is regarding a Karban Pesach, saving it from 1 year to the next. We have regarding the money that was set aside to purchase a Karban Pesach. Can I save the money from 1 year to the next? Now, as it relates to money, so what would be the halacha? If the machloikis is regarding the age of the animal, money doesn't grow old. And as a result, the money is money. It's going to have the same value. As opposed to if the chashash is takolo, you just like you don't want to have an animal lying around, you don't want to have the money either. Because the money has the kedusha of the animal, it's going to be subject to the same halacha. Shema mina must be, what's the machlokes? If they only argued regarding animals, you could say maybe the debating it, what the year is. But being that we find they argued regarding money as well, must be patakola pligi, they were arguing regarding takola, shema mina, that must be the machlokes. But the bottom line is that we had a shitas Rav Yehuda, what happens if one of the animals got lost, the par or the sire, it was lost. You were mafish another one, now you have two. The Chamim say the second one is Yira. Rav Yehuda said the second one is Yomas. The Machloikis is whether you have Chamish Chatois HaMeseis by a Tzib, Karban Tzib, you don't have by a Karban Tzib. But the Kashmir was according to Rav Yehuda, you always have the option to save it for the next year. Two Machza Shekel save for the next year. Why shouldn't you save this for the next year as well? The Maskona, Ella Marava, we don't want you saving it for next year. We're worried about Machza Shekel, there's no Takala. Hektish has it, they'll deal with it. But here there was a real chashash takal. We're afraid you may be makrivit, and being that there's a concern that you may be makrivit, since for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda said, better we don't deal with it, and better it goes lamisa.